This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, February 28th, 2010. And this is the last day of February. I wonder how March will come in tomorrow. I wonder if it'll come in like a lamb or a lion. You know, they always say if it comes in like a lamb, that it will go out like a lion. If it comes in like a lion, it will go out like a lamb. I don't know. We'll have to see. Anyway, I haven't podcasted for like a week since my, you know, it's like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, that kind of crap. But, did you hear that? There's my chair making that noise again. I don't know if you hear that or not. Anyway, I think it was a week ago. When did I podcast last? Monday. So not quite a month. I mean, not quite a week. Anyway, so I went to the boyfriend's house this weekend. And on Friday night, got to his house in a good amount of time. No major traffic or anything. And the boyfriend had some little Easter candies on my place, you know, for dinner, placemat, whatever. And I was like, honey, it's a little too early for the Easter candy. He's like, no, they were in the grocery store, so it's time to buy them. So he bought me some little chocolate eggs and stuff. I'm like, I got to stop eating that stuff. So anyway, I thanked him. It was very nice. We had steaks and au gratin potatoes, and boyfriend had roasted vegetables for dinner with a really nice Virginia wine, a Meritage blend, which is a blend of Bordeaux grapes, Bordeaux varietals. Anyway, it was very good. It went really well with the meal, and we totally enjoyed it. And then after dinner, we just relaxed on the couch and caught up with each other and chatted about what's been going on for the week and, you know, just caught up. And then I was very tired. I was actually falling asleep on the couch when the boyfriend was doing the dishes, and ended up just going to bed. I went to bed and then slept really late Saturday morning, like till 9 o'clock. Did lots of snuggles, which you know we love to do. And then we went to run some errands. The boyfriend wanted to get some candles at Pier 1. And where else did we go? I don't remember where else we went. But when we got home, we were in the lobby. The boyfriend was checking his mail in the lobby. And then this guy came out of the elevator and he said, everyone, we need to evacuate the building. There's a fire on the fifth floor. There's smoke in the hallway. I just called the fire department and I'm going to pull the fire alarm. And this was like a kid in his 20s who said, I'm a volunteer fireman, so I know what's going on. So he's like, we need to leave the building. So the boyfriend and I just turned around and walked right out of the building. And we walked around the building to try to find the smoke, and we couldn't see any smoke anywhere. Well, within like two or three minutes, there were like six fire trucks around the boyfriend's building, and an ambulance too, but there was nobody hurt. But they had the hook and ladder one, and they had the thing opened up all the way to the roof of the boyfriend's building. I have a picture over on the blog if you want to see it. So this went on for a good, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of looking around the building and not seeing any smoke or anything, and all these fire trucks and stuff. And they even hooked up the hoses and everything before they even knew, you know, what was going on. Well, anyway, turned out to be on the fifth floor. Somebody was cooking something on their stove, and they walked away, I guess, and left it on the stove while it, you know, started to burn and smoke and stuff. So the fireman grabbed it and brought it downstairs, and like right outside the front door they shoved it into the snow, and it was so hot that it melted right into the snow, you know, a big pile of snow that's sitting there. And I have a picture of that on the blog too, so you can go over and check that out. So this whole thing was, well, when the thing is, the boyfriend lives on the fifth floor. When we got up back up to the fifth floor, you could smell whatever it was that had been burning. So yeah, there was definitely a smell, but there was no smoke or anything like that. We could just smell the whatever it was that was burning. I don't know what it was, what they were cooking in that pot. But anyway, and I don't even think that people were home, because when we went out later, there was a locksmith at that door, like fixing the lock. I guess the fireman had to break in to, you know, put out the fire if there was one. But there wasn't a fire, but it was just this burning on the stove thing. Anyway, so that was a big deal, or not. depending on how you look at it. The boyfriend was actually a little worried for a second. He's like, well, we've never had a fire in my building before, so this is kind of scary. And it was with all the fire trucks there. That was a little scary. But anyway, so that was over. And we had plans to go out to dinner with Mark and Shane, but we decided we would take a little snuggle, and I didn't want to lay down because I would mess up my hair. Oh, excuse me. So we just laid on the couch and snuggled while I was watching TV for a little while, and then we got dressed and drove over to Mark and Shane's and socialized with them for a little while and had a glass of wine, caught up with them. We haven't seen them since New Year's Eve, when they came over to the boyfriend's New Year's party. So it's been, 2 months, basically, because today's the 28th, last day of the month. So we chit-chat a lot, had a glass of wine, some nibbles. Then they live really close to restaurants, so we walked over to the restaurant. We went to this Italian place that we'd been to before and had a really nice dinner. And they treated us to dinner, which was very nice, and sat around, chit-chatted with them again at the restaurant. There's a picture of that on the blog as well. And then we went back to their house, and we played a game of Trivial Pursuit, and it was neck and neck the whole game. We got two pieces, and they got two pieces, and we got a piece, and then they got two pieces, and then we got two pieces, and they got one piece, and it was all the way to the end, and when we only needed one more piece, but then they won. They got to the center of the board, and they had a very easy question. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was a very easy question, and they won the game. We had such a good time. The wine was flowing, and we were just being silly and chit-chatting and just having a good old time. It's always fun to hang out with Mark and Shane, and we've got a couple plans for the middle of March to go do a wine tasting, so that'll be fun. Then when we got home, it was like, oh my gosh, it was kind of late. It was like 1:30 in the morning. The boyfriend, when we were walking, because we go into, we park and then we go into his basement and then go get the elevator and go up to his floor. We always walk by the laundry room. Well, the boyfriend noticed something on the bulletin board in the laundry room, and he's like, what is that? And we went in there, and sure enough, there was a pair of red, like, thong panty underwear, like, tacked to the board as if someone had lost them and somebody found them and tacked with them. The boyfriend was being real silly with them. And I put a picture of that on my blog, too. So go back to Saturday's post and you can see all these pictures I've been talking about. So that was really silly. And then we, like, literally passed out. We went right to sleep because it was, like, almost 2 o'clock before we got into bed. But we had such a good time. So that was fun. Then on Sunday, which was today, the boyfriend got up, made breakfast, and then he went to church, and then I got dressed. And then when he got back, we went to one of our favorite restaurants, To Amy's Pizza. It was like on Massachusetts or Wisconsin? It's Massachusetts, right off Massachusetts Avenue. Anyway, it opens at 12 every day, well, on Sundays, I guess. And every Sunday, there's this crowd of people there. These parents bring their kids, and it's like a family day or something. I don't know. But there's always a bunch of kids there. Well, as we were walking up to the restaurant, we're getting there like a minute before 12. There's a line outside the restaurant, and we come up to the end of the line. I'm like, there was a guy standing in front of me, kind of short with black hair, with two little girls, and I'm like, oh my God, he kind of looks familiar. So he was like 3 inches in front of me. And I kind of like turned to the side and look at the side. I'm like, oh my God, that's George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos was standing right in front of me, like 2 inches in front of me. And he was talking to his girls. He's got two little girls. His wife wasn't there though. I don't know where she was. But I was like, oh my God, I have to get a picture. But there was no situation, or there was no, a time that I could get a picture of us, because we were just standing in line. And I almost wanted to say something to him, like, oh, George, I watch you every day on, Good Morning America, and I loved you on this week. Is it this week? Yeah, on ABC. But I didn't. I didn't say a word, and I didn't take a picture or anything. But the boyfriend was like, yeah, I know, that's George Stephanopoulos. He wasn't, I don't think he was nearly as impressed. But, I get kind of like fan crazy, or go crazy when I see a celebrity or someone who's famous. That was George Stephanopoulos standing right in front of me. Literally, I could have touched him. I could have touched him. Like, I could have touched his hair. He was so close to me. It was really cool. I was just, you know, being a fan crazy. And then when they went to seat us, like, they sat George and his girls at the downstairs restaurant area with a bunch of kids. And then when the lady said, I don't know, I said two, she goes, oh, you probably, why don't I seat you upstairs away from the kids? I was like, oh, damn, I kind of wanted to sit so I could get a picture of George Stephanopoulos. But anyway, we ended up sitting upstairs. And then, of course, as soon as we sat down, they come and seat a family right next to us with two little kids. So, yeah, it was awful. Well, no, not really awful, just I don't like kids. I know I'm a teacher, but I don't like kids. I don't like kids outside of school, so anyway. So we had a really nice lunch, and then we took a walk. We went down to the cathedral from there and looked around to see if the garden had started to grow at all. And there's just little tiny, the beginnings of, I guess, the crocuses or whatever starting to break through the dirt. So maybe next couple weeks something will start. But there's still snow all over the ground and branches from this last, on Thursday and Friday, we had like a wind advisory or whatever, and we had gusts of wind up to 50 miles an hour, and there was a bunch of trees down all over the place, and lots of damage and stuff. So there was damage from that all around. People were cleaning that up. Actually, when I got to the boyfriend's house on Friday afternoon, evening, there were two power trucks that were blocking the road, because literally just like the very next building from where he lives, a tree had fallen across the wires and, you know, knocked out the power and stuff. So anyway, so, and then when we got back from our walk and lunch, we did afternoon snuggles for about an hour, and I was like, honey, don't let me fall asleep. And what happens? I fell asleep. Then got up and I came home to do all my stuff, and here we are now podcasting. Now, I do need to mention that today is the last day of the Olympics, and actually, as I am speaking right now, they are showing the like highlights from the Olympics, because about, I don't know, half an hour ago, the USA lost to Canada in the, As I was saying, USA lost to Canada in the gold medal round of, I don't know why I keep burping, I don't drink anything. Once again, the USA lost to Canada in the gold medal round of ice hockey. And it actually went into overtime. I was looking for the news and turned it on, and I saw like the last 5 minutes of it. So it sounded like it was like a really big deal for Canada to win. No big deal. And then also this weekend, the earthquake in Chile, that 8.8 magnitude earthquake. Can you believe that? That was crazy. And the damage, I saw that damage on the news. It's like, oh my God, major buildings are like collapsing and stuff. Another, I don't think there's going to be as many people killed in this one as there was in Haiti, though. Because Haiti was a, whatever, fourth world country. I don't know how you describe it. Didn't have the infrastructure that Chile has. Other things that are going on. President Obama had a physical, and he is in tip-top shape. Did you hear about Marie Osmond's adopted son committed suicide on Friday? That was very sad. I thought that was very sad. And in local news, if I talk briefly about politics, you know, I've mentioned this before. We have a terrible new governor in the state of Virginia, Bob McDonald. He did the Republican response to the State of the Union. He signed his executive order to have every governor for the last 30 years in Virginia has signed, like, as their first executive order, a non-discrimination policy against every, you know, race, creed, color, religion, whatever. And all of the governors before Bob McDonald have included sexual orientation. Well, Bob McDonald rewrote it to specifically exclude sexual orientation from his non-discrimination policy. Of course, so he does not like the gays. So anyway, so on top of that, now I'm reading this article in the Post on Virginia Politics on Post. in the Washington Post saying that our Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, who is an awful Republican, is now sending letters to universities in the state of Virginia requesting that they change their non-discrimination policies to delete sexual orientation from their discrimination policies, which drives me crazy. Now, if I just read this just briefly, it says, Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is trying to get universities to overturn policies barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The assertion was neither confirmed nor denied by, supposedly he's sending these letters out to universities, but universities will not confirm or deny it. But it says, where does it say this? He says that it is up to the General Assembly to do that, not, where is that statement? I can't find it anyway. I don't want to read the whole article, but anyway. So the point of this is that Virginia is taking, you know, every time I turn around now, Virginia is taking another step backwards in terms of gay rights. We can now be fired if you are a state employee and you're gay. And you certainly don't have to be hired if you're gay, because they can ask you, are you gay? No, we're not hiring you. In state jobs, that is. And now Ken Cuccinelli wants to have universities say that they are going to discriminate based on sexual orientation. He wants all universities to do that, but no one is confirming or denying that, but I believe it. You know, actually, I should just tell you this whole article. It says, in a letter urging Northrop Grumman not to choose Virginia for the site of its new corporate headquarters, a Maryland state senator claims that Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is trying to get universities to overturn policies barring discrimination based on sexual orientation. The assertion was neither confirmed nor denied Friday by Cuccinelli's office or the College of William & Mary, the institution to which the senator, in an interview, said he was referring. In a letter to the CEO of the company, Maryland State Senator Rich Maldaleno cited Cuccinelli's purported advice to colleges as one sign that the state has been turning back the clock on gay rights since the inauguration of Cuccinelli and Bob McDonald. He said Maryland would be better fit for the company, which has a national reputation for being friendly to gay employees. Virginia's new Attorney General is reportedly seeking to have Virginia's universities rescind their policies banning discrimination based on sexual orientation, he wrote. In an interview, he said that he heard from associates in Virginia that William & Mary had received legal advice from Cuccinelli regarding its non-discrimination statement. Brian Whitson, a spokesman for William & Mary, said it was university policy not to comment on any legal advice given to the public school by the Attorney General's office, which formally serves as its counsel. He said he could not confirm whether the school had received any guidance from Cuccinelli on the issue and referred questions to the Attorney General's position to his office. Chief Deputy Attorney General Chuck James Friday also would not confirm whether such a memo exists, citing attorney-client confidentiality. James and Cuccinelli's spokesman, Brian Gottstein, did say, however, that it has been the long-standing opinion of the Attorney General's office that the authority to extend legal protections on the sexual orientation rests with a General Assembly, which has repeatedly declined to pass legislation to do so, meaning that that it's the general Attorney General's opinion that it is up to the General Assembly of the state to make non-discrimination policy, not the universities. Well, whatever. My point is that Virginia is definitely going backwards in terms of gay rights, and when are people going to actually stand up and scream? I mean, the idiots who voted him in, they're now seeing, they're getting what they voted for, and they're like, Bob McDonald's graduate thesis, that was a big, I talked about that a while ago, he's living up to that graduate thesis. Hates the gays, and he's going to make sure that we don't have the same rights as straights. It's just, it's a very sad state to live in Virginia right now. And the thing is, I love Virginia. It's a beautiful state. There are some great things about Virginia. But, you know, politically, it's a backwards, Bible-thumping, stupid state. And I'm embarrassed to be a resident of such a backwards, discriminating state. You know, so anyway, I should stop rambling on and ranting. But, so yeah, that's the end of this podcast. I'm thinking I will podcast again later this week. I'm just not sure. We'll see. I know I said that last week and never did, but you never know. Something might come up. I will say that I did listen to the most latest release of the QCast Connection podcast, and I'm so glad to see that Michael and Mr. B are back. Interesting, though, if I heard it right, they didn't tell us why they decided to come back, did they, in their podcast? In either case, I'm glad they're back. And Scotty's back from his trip to Malaysia, or Indonesia, excuse me, so I'm glad to hear that he's back. I think that's all. So, boys and girls, I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful week. So, until next time, bye.